Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, we talk about how to overcome environmental concerns. That's an interestingly phrased question. Do we overcome them or do they overcome us? We don't.
It's like a big serious topic. I'm unprepared for this.
Hey, get your fresh nail polish out.
I know
a lot to say about this.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Before we get into this show, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Luke asks, how hard is it to close a deal without it? This is in success plan, so it's all good. How hard is it to close a deal without a title company and have someone who does not own the property but has power of attorney sign the deed? Have any of you done this?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I read some of the answers and stuff too. And one of our members, this is the beauty of this online community. One of our members said, yeah, it's easy. And I just did one last week. You know,
that's my answer. That's exactly my answer. When you have any type of concern like this and there's a lot of money in the deal, make sure you just get title to do all the work for you.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to tell you what their answer was?
Yeah, I would love to hear. Like, if there's multiple answers, I would like to hear them.
Right, because this was not a lot of money, and it was worth doing on their own. And the power of attorney, depending on, you know, check this out, and apparently these people all did. It's a legitimate situation. It's not like anybody's pulling a fast one, right? So, and our member's advice, which I thought was great, said, I just did one the other day. It's not a big deal. I checked with my county, and they don't need to have this recorded with it, but I do have the power attorney on my record, so I have it, should anybody come back and need to verify anything. But having that document made it crystal clear in my eyes. I knew how to have the signature created, and it was no big deal.
Awesome.
I'm trying not to dance around the question, but I don't want to like throw anybody under the bus.
Here's the thing. I mean, we send all these offers out, blind offers to people with these assets, and very often they've started on the path to sell the property to someone else, and there's a little glitch like this, like some power of attorney that really scared the buyer before you. So it only works to your advantage to really know about these things mm-hmm. and close the deal. You're going to get much cheaper real estate when you deal with tiny little problems and solve them like this. Than with, mm-hmm. you know, perfect real estate.
Mm-hmm. I had a transaction like this too. I'll share mine. Like, you know, mom's elderly, mom's in the hospital. You know, and could we get mom to sign? You know, maybe. You know, mom's not really with it, but daughter has power of attorney. It's all legit. That's cool.
Exactly. I'm not afraid of power of attorney at all. Are you?
Mm-mm. No, I'm not. Not in these situations. So, nope.
There's a lot of things I'm way more concerned about than power of attorney.
Wait, say that again?
Would you like to hear a list? Now, there's some things in life that really concern me way more than power of attorney.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Like making females angry.
Oh, no.
Inadvertently. Buying the wrong shade of tulips for you.
Oh, no. You know that's not possible. Look.
Jill likes tulips because she's Dutch.
I do love tulips. Those are my favorite flower, and any color is great. I love that.
Okay, so, good.
Yes, thank you. Can't screw that up. You can't screw up flowers.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, how to overcome environmental concerns. This is something that we don't talk about very often, and it doesn't come up too often, so we figured we'll bring it up and alleviate any concerns you might have.
Would it be because you and I try to avoid serious conversations together?
Yes. This is the most serious you'll ever talk about anything is on this show.
What?
I learn more about Jill on the show than I do just in regular life.
Right. Thank you. Man, this is a big topic. This is a big, question.
It can be. Yeah, in fact, this is the meat of the show.
Do you want to know what I wrote down?
Yeah.
So I wrote down, I'm thinking about this topic, and I'm like, all right, how do I want to answer this? How to overcome them? And my answer is, don't touch them.
Stick your head in the sand like an ostrich.
No. Okay, don't ignore environmental concerns. Thank you very much. But, I mean, one tactic might be, if there are environmental concerns and you might be getting out of your comfort zone, that might be an indication not to complete that transaction. Huh, just saying.
Here's a few examples of some environmental deals that I've encountered in the past that involved environmental stuff. Number one, almost every single property that I've ever had an environmental concern over personally has been zoned industrial, where there's industrial stuff going on in that immediate area, which really, really removes probably 98% of the property that our group buys, excluding agriculture. So you want to really do away with this topic from, you know, and then just really be concerned about the back 2%. Don't buy industrial or heavy industrial property. Don't buy strangely used property where the former use was a strip mine. All right. Let me tell you, those properties, they do have environmental concerns, every single one of them. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is very, very, very liberal about putting a property in their database as a huge concern, as concerned property. In fact, the city of Scottsdale is one big Superfund site, no matter where you live. If you live in a $22 million house in North Scottsdale and you go buy it with a mortgage, you're going to sign off on the fact that you bought a property in a Superfund site. I don't want to go into what a Superfund site is, but if you want to look it up, it's kind of funny. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, while you're doing this, I am not painting my nails, but I'm doing something. As you're giving me these codes, I'm telling you how we – I'm going to get technical here. Here's what I'm doing. I am right now in RealQuest Pro. I picked a state, I picked a county, and I'm inputting my search criteria. By golly, I can go in and put zoning code, industrial, take it out of my list.
Exactly, Jill.
So I know all the properties zoned industrial are not going to get an offer from me because I'm removing them right now. So give me another one. I'm having fun here.
God bless you, by the way, because that is exactly what I was going to say. How to avoid this is just never really send a letter to properties that are zoned like that.
Yeah.
There's industrial, heavy industrial.
All right.
Heavy industrial you want to stay away from for sure.
Hang on a second. Got it. Heavy industrial and industrial removed. Give me another one.
Commercial.
Well, I might want commercial.
All right. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. If you're a environmental kook and you're incredibly concerned about this, take out the commercial property. Just buy residential property. Then you're going to alleviate it by 0.6% more.
Okay. Commercial. I just took it out. Next.
I'll tell you what.
Isn't this great? It's that easy.
I personally take industrial and heavy industrial out, but I do leave commercial in because you don't want to miss some of that stuff. Maybe there's probably, depending on what county you're in, Jill, can you tell us what county you're in?
Kern, California.
Okay, perfect. I bet there's stuff zoned, let's say, like strange zonings like railroad.
I can get so technical on this. This is, I hope you don't mind. I'm sharing this.
This is great.
All right.
It's like how to use RealQuest.
Yeah, I'm giving a little thing. I'm in here and I can, let me tell you the things that would apply. I can put in county land use. I can get picky about land use. I can put, as you know, the zoning. I'm trying to see what other things
that's what might. To wrap this topic up, honestly, the way to overcome environmental concerns is not to send, don't send them a letter. Don't send them an offer. People who own industrial property, just don't do it. And if for whatever reason you send a bunch of mail out to a county and you get a bunch back and you use parcelfacts.com or whatever tool you use to look up the property to see where it is really quickly and you see that it's, you know, they're strip mining next door to it, I think I might just pass on the property, period. There's so many offers that you get if you do this properly. You don't need it. Which I think is why this topic really never comes up. But I'm glad we covered it today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love how you parlayed like real questions.
Exactly.
A real cool world way to do this. You know?
Do we want to talk more about why?
Why what? Oh, sure. Yeah, why would you overcome environmental concerns?
Well, why we don't even want to touch them.
Yeah, but here's why. Environmental issues, along with bankruptcy issues, are the two only reasons, to my knowledge, that anyone can come after you personally on a property. So let me give you an example. Let's say Jill and I buy a property with an LLC, and we own it for a year. And we find out that before we owned it, the guy really dumped Ross nuclear waste on the property. We can literally be personally liable, and we had no knowledge of it at all, personally liable to clean that up, which would bankrupt everybody. No one can afford that. So that is a huge concern. Is this a huge scare tactic? No. What we just described is a ton of ways to really dramatically, if not eliminate, any chance of really having that happen. So that's the reason, you know, that you don't want to buy property that's got environmental concerns, because it really limits how you can use it, mm-hmm. including reselling it. So it's important, but don't worry about it that much. How's that for irony?
Perfect. No, I loved it.
It's like raising kids. It's important, awesome. But don't worry about it that much.
But they could kind of raise themselves. Oh my gosh. Oh no. You want to be around, but yeah, they can find you.
Turns out after the age of four, they're pretty much, they can do a lot of
more stuff.
They
can do it all themselves. Yeah, it's all good. They'll figure it out. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's hilarious.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me. And inspiration, that's Jill, because she cut out because we're in different states. So you just got anything you want.
We'll use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your frustration with Skype.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm sure everybody's listening going, what's up with Jill? There's like a 3-second pause. Like, no, I missed the last sentence.
No, I actually, just to make you feel better, I went and reviewed some of these. And it's us that we can't hear each other, but everyone can hear us, so.
That's what I'm saying. You make a comment and it sounds like I'm like dumbfounded, and I'm not. I just didn't even hear it. Like, oh, it's hilarious. Okay, this is the last few shows and we'll be back. We'll be together in the same state for a long time.
Maybe forever.
Goodness. My goodness. I'm sorry, you cut out on me there. What?
I said maybe forever. Of all the comments that did not be cut out, I said maybe forever we'll be together. We don't know.
That's right. You know what? I want to start using this to my advantage. Actually, I got a few more days where I can be on the phone with you and go, what? I missed that. Okay, got to go.
Are
bye.
Are you kidding me? I've been using my fictitious lack of hearing forever.
Not nice.
Like, what did she say? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Doesn't matter. Let's go.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.